Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord. Bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. These words actually come to us from the 96th Psalm. The Psalm was written and used by David when he would bring the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem in victory. We also learn from the commentary notes that according to the Septuagint, the Old Testament translated into Greek, that this Psalm was used at the Temple of Jerusalem when it had been rebuilt following the Babylonian captivity. Both of these events are fulfillment of God's promises. God had promised to be with his people Israel throughout the Old Testament, and that his people would not fail when they were keeping him as the Lord their God. So every time that David would return, bringing the Ark of the Covenant with him in victory, the people would know God has fulfilled his promise yet again today. And then again, when the temple was rebuilt, they knew that the Lord had fulfilled his promises. Jeremiah and Isaiah both had prophesied that the Israelites would fall into Babylonian captivity. But he also promised that he would raise up a Messiah for them, that they would be delivered, and that they could once again rebuild Jerusalem, the temple, and its wall. And so when they were able to do this, the 96th Psalm was the appropriate hymn of the day. Today, we and all of humanity, rather, these are each events for which the people of God could rejoice. But while a few non-Israelites would rejoice at this news, namely among them Ruth and Rahab, the Psalm proclaims that all people should rejoice in God's marvelous works among humanity. All people. Today, we and all of humanity can and do as this psalm exhorts us. We sing to the Lord a new song. We do this because God has acted in a new way, one which has an effect on all people for every time in every place. God has become flesh in his Son, Jesus, the Christ child, the very Messiah promised to come. To better understand how this has effect on us today, though, we do turn back to the Old Testament, to our Old Testament text from Isaiah chapter 52. Isaiah wrote the verses of our text speaking of the deliverance which would come as a result of King Cyrus's decree, that being another fulfillment of God's promises of deliverance. And so the words, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation." Now, just going that far, some of you may recognize these words. You might recognize them from the graduations of pastors, deacons, and deaconesses from the two seminaries that we have. Others of you might recognize these words from the New Testament, wondering how they could be from the Old Testament. Yes, it is true that Paul uses these words in the book of Romans, but he is also quoting them from here in Isaiah. Again, the scriptures point to how God is the same testament to testament, and how he is the one who delivers us from covenant to covenant. Humanity in Isaiah's time was no better off than it is today. They were sinners. They deserved nothing more than God's condemnation. And as sometimes bad things happen to those who believe today, they were delivered into captivity in Babylon. But God, as always, promised that he would give a deliverance. He promised a salvation which would come through a Messiah. The words of our text, the same words quoted by Paul, are written concerning the fulfillment of that promise. God raised up King Cyrus, and the Israelites were set free. After many years of slavery to the Babylonians, they could do nothing more to break forth into singing. God had done what he had said. They were free again. And so the words, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation." You see, it was not the messenger that was so beautiful, but the message he was proclaiming. That's how Paul was able to quote the same words in reference to pastors of this new age. this new message the pastors, deacons, and deaconesses proclaim is so beautiful that even their very feet are considered beautiful to us today. What is this news? What could make us break forth into singing? What could make us break forth into singing as the Israelites did at their release? Salvation. Salvation only for us and indeed for all of humanity. It is not a salvation from slavery to another nation, but slavery to sin. The sin that we find we are slaves to and cannot set ourselves free from. As in Isaiah's day, people today, even us believers, do not live as God commands. We don't keep Him first. We don't love our neighbors as ourselves. Just consider the last several weeks. This has probably been the least amount of snow that I've seen since being here as pastor at Augsburg. Yet our midweek attendance over the last several weeks has probably been among the lowest that I've seen as well. And this is the first year that we've had to cancel Christmas caroling. Granted, some of you have been sick and some of you have been recovering from surgeries and things like that, but what about the rest of you? Have you been keeping God first in your lives this winter, this Advent season? Or what about loving your neighbor? Have you been putting the needs of your friends and family above your own? Children of the congregation, have you been honoring your parents? Have you been putting their needs and desires above your own? Or that of your guardians? Parents of the congregation, have you been caring for your children and putting their needs first as good parents and guardians? Or have you instead been... Driving your children to... Have you been overbearing, driving your children to exasperation, which the Scripture also says is sin? Have you been more concerned in giving this Advent season than receiving? Paul quotes Jesus in saying that it is more blessed to give than to receive. You see, that phrase is much more than just an idiom that comes and goes. It is a way of living. Have you been living it? Or are you more concerned on what you get and what you want? And these are just actions. Scripture tells us that ultimately we are totally corrupted by sin. There is no way that we can get rid of it of ourselves. No matter how many good things you do, no matter how many good thoughts that you have, you're still corrupted by sin. You still need a Savior. You still need a deliverer. Just as He sent King Cyrus to free the Israelites from their bondage to Babylon, God had promised a Savior, a Messiah, to come to set us free from sin. This morning, we celebrate His deliverance, His fulfillment of that promise. He sent us Himself in human flesh, His very Son, who would be our Savior from sin. But that is not just a historical fact. It is applied to you this day in this very service. You heard the words of absolution just a few moments ago. The forgiveness that Jesus earned 2,000 years ago applied to you today. Many of you are baptized. You have received the forgiveness of sins through that washing. And you have now faith in Jesus Christ. And later we will have the sacrament of the altar, where you will get to taste and drink that very forgiveness, as that Savior would say later in His life. You receive the good things from Jesus' coming, not just in accounts handed down time after time, but this very day. Today, that good news of the gospel continues to go out, a gospel of deliverance so much greater than from just an earthly ruler, a gospel of your sin being forgiven today. All of it has been paid for by that child born in the manger, whose birth we celebrate this morning. Therefore, the voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy. For eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. And for that same reason, we can all break forth into singing. For the Lord has comforted His people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared His holy arm before the eyes of all the nations. And at the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. While all the earth could only celebrate from afar, when God delivered His people Israel, this morning and always, we can all rejoice because we have been delivered, not just Israel from Babylon, but all of us from sin for all of time. He has redeemed not only Jerusalem, but the entire world from our sins. He has bared his holy arm before the eyes of the nations, and the ends of the earth are seeing the salvation of our God in that babe from the manger. Jesus Christ, the word continues to go out by pastor, deacon, and every other Christian alike. So dear brothers and sisters in Christ, continue to sing. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord. Bless His name. Tell of His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous works among all the peoples. Merry Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen.